From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live! And now, Jimmy Kimmel!
This was, I have to tell you, I don't know if you know about this, but I had a tumultuous morning. I had a headache. I woke up about 5 a.m. I took Advil, I took aspirin, I took everything we had, and then I went back to sleep. And usually I wake up at 7 to make everyone breakfast, but on this rare occasion, my wife was kind enough to let me remain in bed writhing in pain. And when I got out of bed at 9 a.m., I had 100 text messages. Usually I'll have maybe 4. I had 100 because it appears that I once again ruffled the feathers of our Kentucky Fried former president. apparently, with all that's going on, still smarting from my joke about him at the Oscars. You know, Donald Trump is in the first week of a criminal trial, the first president to be on trial for a criminal offense for paying hush money to a pornographic film star. He was in court all day Monday. He was all day yesterday. Today he had a day off. And how did he spend that? Brunch with Melania? No. Maybe a catch with Barron in the yard? No, no. Ranta Claus got up bright and early to post 165 venomous words about yours truly. And I'd like to go through that with you now. Read it to you. It begins, "Stupid Jimmy Kimmel." We're off to a good start. Who still hasn't recovered from his horrendous performance and big ratings drop as host of the Academy Awards, especially when he showed he suffered from TDS, commonly known as Trump Derangement Syndrome, to the entire world by reading on air my truth about how bad a job he was doing that night, right before he stumbled through announcing the biggest award of all, Picture of the Year. It was a classic choke, one of the biggest ever in show business. And to top it off, he forgot to say the famous and mandatory line, "And the winner is." Instead, he stammered around as he opened the envelope. Supposedly, his wife and even management begged him not to do it. "Don't read his truth, Jimmy. Please don't do this," they said. He was made to look like a fool, which he is, and at the same time go down in television history as the worst host ever of the once vaunted Academy Awards. Now, my first thought is I'm impressed by his use of the word vaunted. He was even able to spell it correctly, which is really good. Very well done. But literally everything else is not just wrong, but maybe we should be worried about him wrong. Like, maybe we should take the keys away from Grandpa wrong. Let's go through it again and just do a fact check line by line, starting with stupid Jimmy Kimmel. All right, that part might be true. That's debatable. That's a matter of opinion. Who still hasn't recovered from his horrendous performance and big ratings drop as host of the Academy Awards. Oh, that's weird, because I know I read in the news that the ratings went up this year. Especially when he showed he suffered from TDS, commonly known as Trump Derangement Syndrome. Now, that is false. And there's only one person who suffered from Trump Derangement Syndrome. His name is Donald Trump, okay? To the entire world, by reading on air my truth about how bad a job he was doing that night, right before he stumbled through announcing the biggest award of all, Picture of the Year. All right, two things here. Maybe three, even. Number one, I didn't present the award for Best Picture. I was the host. The host doesn't present awards. The presenters present the awards, and the person who presented the award was Al Pacino, not me. We are different people. Now, don't get me wrong. I wish I was Al Pacino. I'm just not. He's Al Pacino. I'm me. You'd think he would know that, because I'm pretty sure "say hello to my little friend" is what he said to Stormy Daniels that got him in all this trouble. Maybe all Italians look alike. I don't know. It was a classic choke, one of the biggest ever in show business. Again, not me. And to top it off, he forgot to say the famous and mandatory line. And the winner is not correct. That's not the mandatory line. Also, still not me. Instead, he stammered around as he opened the envelope. Again, I didn't open the envelope. I didn't even touch the envelope. I did not present the award for Best Picture. I am not Al Pacino. Maybe you dreamed this during one of your courtroom siestas? I don't know. And then he makes a leap to a completely different moment in the show when I read his dumb post and everybody laughed at him. He wrote, supposedly his wife and even management begged him not to do it. Don't read his truth, Jimmy. Please don't do this, they said. In his stories, everyone's always begging. Like, they came to me with tears in their eyes. They said, sir, please, sir, don't read Trump's post, sir. Which is not at all what happened. What happened is I saw, they showed me what he posted. I looked at it, I said, oh, I'm gonna read this. My wife went, oh, no. I said, oh, yes. And that was that. That was the whole story. And by the way, keep my wife's name out of your effing mouth. And then he closed it with, he was made to look like a fool, which he is, and at the same time go down in television history as the worst host ever of the once vaunted Academy Awards. I don't, that must be why they asked me to host the show again next year, which I wasn't. I wasn't planning to do, but now I might. Maybe, you know what? Maybe you can watch on the TV in the rec room at Rikers with all the guys. This man, who was our president, is on trial. He has 34 criminal charges against him. He's still mad about the Oscars. This was 5 weeks ago. My parents don't even care anymore. The only person still talking about this joke is him. It really must have got to him. By the way, in case you missed it, let's show that one more time.
Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Slopinopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Blah, blah, blah. Make America great again. See if you can guess which former president just posted that on Truth Social. Anyone? No? Well, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still watching. Isn't it past your jail time?
I guess I should be honored that the former president of the United States took time out of his busy schedule Googling Ivanka in bikini to rant about me, but he must not get how much I love this. It doesn't even add up. Either Feeble Knievel doesn't know that Al Pacino and I are different guys, or he didn't actually watch the Oscars he claims to have hated so much. He got everything wrong, and we know he didn't forget because according to his top aides, he has an encyclopedic memory.
Donald Trump has an encyclopedic memory.
That's right. That guy, Stephen Miller, you know, he started, it's an interesting story, he started as a Russian sex bot. The Russians built him to have sex with, but he was too ugly, and so now he's in charge of kissing Trump's beautiful ass in the most outlandish ways possible.
The most stylish president and first lady in our lifetimes are Donald Trump and Melania Trump. Donald Trump's a style icon. He changed American fashion in The Apprentice. People spent the next 10 years trying to dress like Donald Trump.
That's right. He's the male Jackie O. He remembers everything. People are trying to dress like him. They all failed. They tried. They failed. They couldn't get the ties long enough. There's so much brazen lying that goes on. These, by the way, are the ratings for the Oscars over the past 3 years. I host in 2023 and 24. And I don't... I'm not looking to boast. I just want to say that that is not down. And you want to know what down looks like? This is the value of Truth Social stock. Your company, that's down. And by the way, if you're just going to make stuff up, why go with something as dumb as that? Like, if I was going to make stuff up about him, I'd start telling people he wears diapers. I would explain that it's a long trial. He drinks a lot of Diet Cokes to stay awake. He's getting up there in years. And it's perfectly normal for a man of Trump's age and carriage to wear absorbent undergarments to stop the leaks. So, I mean, if I was making stuff up, that I would point out that the reason he stands like this and golfs like this and plays tennis like this is because he has a full diaper strapped around his little mushroom garden, okay? That's what I would do. If he wins, I'm going to have to move. I don't know. Goodbye, everybody. I'm out of here. Anyway, all right. I think we've had enough of Donald Trump. Hey, we got something. We've been working. I say we, but I have not been working on this at all. Our crew has been working very hard rebuilding our outdoor stage. We had to shut this down during COVID. So this outdoor stage, which we used to love and we'd have these great performances outside, has not been available to us for more than 4 years. But we worked extra hard. And again, I had nothing to do with working, but they worked extra hard building it for Chris Stapleton, who is here tonight. Chris Stapleton, great artist, great guy. He's going to be playing songs from his new album, Higher, tonight. But before that, we have a challenge for Chris. He's a 10-time Grammy winner. He's one of the most accomplished singers, songwriters in the world. But can he sing a song he has never sung or even seen before? It's time to find out. It's time to wing it and sing it. Chris Stapleton, everybody. Chris, thank you for being here. Very excited that you're here. And I was very tickled to learn that you are a fan of the show Full House, or at least you were when you were a kid?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That is the theme for our song tonight. Again, we've written lyrics. These are lyrics that Chris has not seen, correct? You've never seen these?
Obviously. Yes.
Okay. Now, the music is going to be up to you. You got to play something on the guitar. But what Chris will do is he'll start playing a melody, and I will reveal the cards each one at a time, and then you will sing the words on those cards.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah. You start playing, and then I'll show the first card.
This is really silly.
Yeah. You shouldn't have done this.
And I watch Full House with a sweet spring. Those dimples and that chin, those pretty green eyes, those shoulders, those thighs, an incredible God, oh my Greek golden God, I give my left nut to be part of his squad. And if any man ever lays a hand on my guy, I'll shoot him, I'll kill him, I'll poke out his eye. Dear God, tell me honestly, is it a sin wishing I'd been born a third Olsen twin? I trade all the whiskey in old Tennessee for a minute of hanging with Uncle Jesse. And if I shout his name 3 times in a row, maybe he'll appear here in this studio. Everybody, John Stamos.
Oh, there's Okay. Yeah.
Well, holy
okay.
Well, holy wow. My dream has come true.
This is your dream?
John Stamos, you're awesome. And I do love you.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.